Lowe'sPizza.com today.
Here we are again, America, asking, what's in your wallet? Yeah, it's tough times for a lot of people out there. I hope you're doing well, whatever it is that you are doing. And welcome to the show. My name is Kate Delaney. Left, right, or somewhere in between, upset, confused, you definitely have a place to unload, and that would be here on this show. Best Water Cooler Buzz in the overnight hours, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. How about that, too? The broad at the top giving you the digits. And that means that you can remember them. Just scribble them down on the back of your hand. It's a terrible thing, isn't it, when you can't remember numbers and you transpose them? I know I've said this a few times on the show, but that's kind of my deal. I think we all have some version of ADD. And maybe it's because of technology, which in some cases is terrific, and in other cases, man, how does it set us back in the art of conversation and following the bouncing ball? I think it does set us back. Speaking of setting us back, one of the thorny issues that has been around for now too many decades is what to do when it comes to the problem of immigration. Recently, the dream fell apart for Senator Harry Reid. That was part of what he was going to stick in the defense bill. And remember, that was the path to, we'll call it, amnesty for the children of illegals who serve in the military. What also went down the tubes, too, was don't ask, don't tell. There is a push to try to bounce that back sooner rather than later, but I think that's on the shelf with the midterm elections coming up. I mean, really, the clock is ticking. Summer is done now officially. We're into fall. November is in front of us, not really behind us. While all of the back and forth over immigration continues, whether it's for a pathway to amnesty, against it, draining the resources, being nasty and negative by not embracing the people that are in this country under the wire, there's no question. There's no middle lane in this. It's either one way or the other. It's absolutely black and white. I say often that there are things with gray. This is not one of those things with gray in it. So talking about the immigration situation and, of course, worried about security and where we're headed in the future, looking at terrorism and whatnot, here's John McCain, Senator McCain, of course, from Arizona, and Janet Napolitano, who used to be the first lady, in a way, in Arizona, now Homeland Security, as all of you know, talking about that very subject.
The question is, would that prevent law enforcement officers from reporting illegal immigrants identified during the course of a traffic-related stop?
No.
Yeah, and see, that goes back to that thorny issue of what about the law that got tossed out for now because of the lawsuits in Arizona, the so-called tougher on immigration law that never, ever went into effect at the end of July that's been talked about as a possibility for some other states, but other states that were interested were waiting to see how it would play out in Arizona and how it would be enforced. And, of course, there's no way to gauge that because it never, ever, ever kicked in. And that conversation that you just heard there and that back and forth, and it was partly that was on the Hill that you heard, Janet Napolitano was actually talking about terrorism earlier with the FBI director and where we're at this point, and the fact that homegrown terrorism is the thing that scares the FBI and Homeland Security the most. Well, some of that also happens to come through those porous borders where we're seeing that some of the terrorists are able to get in and go back and forth and get out. That's happened that way, too. All right, we move along to a big one on the day. Besides talking about terror and immigration and some of the other things that were being pumped out of the Beltway. You had the Egg Kings on the Hill talking about, not really talking about it, one completely sidestepping it and taking the fifth, and the other saying that he's praying for everybody's recovery, and he felt horrible when he found out what happened with the eggs. And we're talking about the two farms in Iowa, and Congressman Stupik and Burgess had their thoughts on salmonella. Like, what in the world are we talking about here with the egg safety?
These companies must be able to account for and respond to these photos, and I'm also anxious to ask the Food and Drug Administration if the public can take comfort in the fact that these observations are not normal.
We have dead and decaying chickens found in at the sites, live and dead flies too numerous to count. Most importantly, positive test results for salmonella were found in both farms, including in the feed mill and in the water used to wash the eggs.
All right, you heard that. Ooh, boy, the description there. And we know, we've talked about it. We've talked about the manure. We've talked about the chickens walking through it, all that stuff. So the show is actually emanating from Tampa, Florida. Big modern egg farming conference that's going on is being put on by the United Egg Producers. We're going to try to get the scoop on what's happening with our country's egg supply. We take a tour of the cage and cage-free houses, watching to see what happens from really the farm ultimately to the carton in our grocery stores, with 1,600 people who were part of that outbreak of salmonella, and the fact that you had a recall of more than half a billion eggs. It had rippling effects on, I think, the industry overall because of the concern over what's going on with the food supply. And how are these eggs being produced? What's happening here? They're getting produced and they're distributed. And where did this get picked up? And one of the things we know is what you just heard there, the descriptions of the dead rodents and the pictures and the dead chickens, and, you know, not a pretty sight. And not a lot of explanation as to what really went on there. And I think that's because the lawyers advising don't go too deep on this, just, you know, nod your head politely and say, I take the fifth, or I apologize, I had no idea. It was horrible what happened, and move on from there. It's, you know, you can't lose when you're a politician, because who's going to say, oh, how could they beat him up over the situation with the eggs? Of course. So it's a layup for that committee to go for the jugular, but I want to know what happens afterwards. How quickly do things change? As much as I'm for smaller government versus bigger government, if we're going to have government and there's going to be inspectors, for goodness sake, they need to zero in on the farms who have the massive violations. Crazy to let them get away with that, walk away with that with nothing. But there wasn't much they could go after them for, because the FDA doesn't have a lot of power when it comes to any kind of charges criminally. So they get the slap on the wrist. Now it'll be cleaned up, but oh, so sorry, too late for all those people who were sick as dogs across the nation with salmonella traced back to those farms in Iowa. All right, coming up on the flip side, some interesting odds and ends you don't want to miss, including some crazy news about the Titanic, which we all know hit an iceberg back in 1912, but why did it hit the iceberg? Riddle me that. We're going to answer that question next.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Interesting. You know, all the talk of the Titanic, think about it, the success of the movie, the incredible interest in some of the characters that were part of the Titanic, who was on the Titanic, the unsinkable Molly Brown, just what James Cameron was able to do with the film, how successful that was. It just touched a nerve with people. And, of course, everybody knows what happened to the Titanic, right? It hit an iceberg. But why did it hit an iceberg? You know, it's interesting. I never thought about that. I thought that they just weren't paying attention, that they were so in such a hurry and with the fog and everything to get to the States as fast as possible to set that record, that it was an error in judgment because of the weather around them not seeing it. But it was because of a basic steering error is what they're saying, and it only sank as fast as it did because somebody persuaded the captain to continue sailing. And this is something new that came out on Wednesday about the Titanic. And that's interesting. To me, it's different from what we've heard in the past. At least a little bit of that is. The iceberg thing, of course, is the same. But the fact that Louise Patton, who was a granddaughter of the Titanic second officer, Charles Lightoller, said the truth about what happened about 100 years ago has been hidden for fear of tarnishing the reputation of her grandfather, who ended up becoming a war hero. He was the most senior officer to have survived the disaster. And apparently, she's saying that he covered up the error in two of the inquiries on both sides of the Atlantic because he thought it would bankrupt the liner's owners and put his colleagues out of a job, and he didn't want to do it. They could have avoided the iceberg if it wasn't for the blunder. Wow, that is pretty bombshell news, though, because they could have steered safely, is what she's saying, around to the left of the iceberg once that it was spotted dead ahead of them, instead of panicking and turning the wrong way. So that is, it is absolutely completely different story. She made these revelations to kind of coincide, controversy sells, with the publication of her new book. It's called Good as Gold, and then she talks about that in there. She talks about a couple of things, the conversion from sail ships to steam, and the different steering systems, and specifically what happened. Her grandfather wasn't at watch at the time of the collision, but he was there for a final meeting of the ship's officers before the Titanic went down. Forever and ever, we're going to be fascinated by what happened there and the stories, I think, on that boat. All right, back to reality and the reality of where we're at economically in this country. Last couple of days, and actually the last couple of months, I've been talking about the crazy numbers that we're seeing with gold, the shattering numbers, actually. And I'll tell you, it's almost at 1,300. Maybe my prediction of 2,000 isn't so far off the mark. I mean, maybe that's attainable. I don't know that it's attainable this year. It might be swinging into to 2011. So who's controlling the purse strings? Well, we know that Larry Summers is bailing. He's going to Harvard. So he's done. He's done at the end of the year. And the guy that never did it for me, and for many of you too, is Tim Geithner, who I thought there were problems with Geithner right from the get-go, and part of that was the ties that he had to too many people, I think, that had influence over Geithner in the past, you know, on Wall Street, frankly. Well, here he's talking about banks and the global rules. Listen to what he says. Pay attention closely to what he says.
All firms will need to hold a substantial minimum level of capital. And in addition, they'll be required to hold an additional buffer of capital above the minimum.
What's that buffer? Give us the number. We want the number on the buffer, Tim. And, you know, here we go again. It's crazy. It's almost like major distractions. I get it in talking about interest rates and talking about what's going to happen with the money situation, because, like, frankly, that's the problem, is printing the money and not even knowing how much of the flow is out there. So I would counter back and say it's happening, and why, to me, the Federal Reserve is failing miserably and needs to be abolished, some of the things that are happening at the Federal Reserve. It's like all hands on deck, and it's its own little mini Titanic. All right, we move from that to remind everybody that we have Nailed the Score coming up. Yeah, can you believe it already? We're looking at the tail end of the week. Nailed the Score in our next show. It happens in our third hour. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, so here's the scoop. We have football, right? We're going into week three of the NFL. I contend that as furious as all of us are about whatever it is we think is the biggest meltdown in this country, we all kick back and we're watching something, right? And a lot of us end up watching football. We have teams that we've rooted for forever. I don't know who the game of the week is going to be, but I know there's some good games on the board. One of the interesting stories on the week is the fact that the Eagles, or Andy Reid, the coach of the Eagles, has decided to, at least for now, we'll see how long that lasts, to name Michael Vick as the quarterback. He was supposed to come in and just sort of fill in and hold down the fort, but now he is the fort. So Vick, who had almost 460 yards last week and three touchdowns, is taking on Jacksonville with his teammates as the lead man. And, you know, that puts Vic, I think, in an interesting situation. And people are wondering how surprised he was, or was he surprised that he jumped cold? And here's what he said.
I was surprised, but, you know, at the same time, you know, I'm grateful for the opportunity and, you know, very humble by the opportunity and, you know, just at the end of the day, want to win football games.
Yeah, this is a real comeback deal for him because he definitely has overcome the odds. And when I say overcome the odds, not initially, but after that whole dog killing scheme, I mean, come on, that was crazy, some of the stuff that came out of the dog fighting. And he did his time, though. And now there he is, and he's in the game last week, and he was incredible. And he gets the starting gig. That game will be interesting. And the other game, I think, that'll be interesting to see is the Cowboys and the Texans. And the reason I say it is because, okay, it's the battle of the two teams from Texas, but more importantly, the Dallas Cowboys, who were talking about the Super Bowl being played in Dallas in February, and the fact that they wanted to be there, and now they're down two games, and if they go down a third game, that's going to be pretty tough. I mean, yes, it's a long season, and there's teams that are 10-6 that end up going to the playoffs, but starting off three to put yourself in a position where that far behind the eight ball and your back is so against the wall. And their schedule gets tougher because they've got a bye week, and then they would come back and they've got some road games and division games, and their schedule starts to really turn after the first four and after the first three in the bye week. So they need a win, and I'm not so sure they're going to get it. In fact, if I were picking that game, I would have to go with the Texans, who look great out of the chute. And if nothing else, they're scrappers. So I don't think if the Cowboys win it, it's going to come down to the wire. It's not going to be any kind of a blowout. Monday night game with Rex Ryan and the Jets taking on the Dolphins in Miami. The Dolphins haven't lost a game yet, still early in the season. The Jets are 1-1. They looked a lot better in their second game rather than the first game where, ooh, it was tough. I think this third game will be a telltale sign of what could happen in the division, especially against the Dolphins. All right, remember, if you have any thoughts, send them to me at americatonight.net. Coming up on the flip side, a conversation with Harry Rinker. Coming up in two segments, a conversation with Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectible. Remember, he'll be back in 2 weeks. If you missed him this time around, hang with us.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography of some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique Gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Daily salute in just a couple of minutes from now. But before that, let's hit the headers and get you caught up on everything that transpired earlier in the day. And boy, there certainly were a lot of things shaken loose in the Capitol and in our own backyards. I'm going to take you first to Salt Lake City. I don't know if you remember the story or not. We talked about this a bit, about the tour bus driver who smoked pot for several days before falling asleep at the wheel and crashing in Utah, killing three Japanese tourists and injured like 11 other people. And this was a sad, sad story because it goes back to that whole distracted driving, not clearly thinking and getting behind the wheel, not to mention, I mean, you could go in the direction of smoking marijuana and people who say, it doesn't matter if you're getting stoned. I mean, why don't we just legalize marijuana? Well, what about, this is an example of what can happen when you're not responsible. And this was a 26-year-old guy who was charged with 10 felony counts of negligent driving under the influence, and one misdemeanor charge was slapped onto it, too, of having marijuana residue in his system. The bottom line is, Yeshui McKinney is a Japanese citizen who lived in Las Vegas. He flew to Salt Lake, drove the bus to Las Vegas before going out the next day for a tour of national parks with 7 hours sleep, nicotine gum, and energy drinks. See, this is the problem. And the probably the biggest thing that happened to him, I mean, they didn't even really lay it on about the pot stuff. It was about that he was driving too many hours and he didn't have enough sleep the night before. I think this points out something that we're going to see a lot more in the future, because we have the texting now, the phenomenon of that in the car. We have the people who are putting on makeup and eating sandwiches and not paying attention to what they're doing when they cut across five lanes. And we have the sleepy driver. And I'd love to see, and it's probably hard to compile all these statistics, but I'd really love to see the statistics on people who simply fall asleep at the wheel. I mean, listen, I'm guilty of doing it, I'm sure, at one point in my past. But I was smart enough after the first time it ever happened to me, when you know, it's that sensation of nodding off where your head kind of bounces. And I guarantee almost every single one of you listening to me in this audience has done it at some point, thinking that it was okay, and you just weren't rested enough. And you got that crazy highway disease. You pushed it. You went too far on a trip or whatever it was, or you didn't have enough sleep, or you're working too many hours when you turned around and then jumped in, you know, behind the wheel. I think we're going to see more things like, hopefully not like this not happening, but we're going to see more charges like it, because it's now way up there on the charts. I wish I had the statistical information to back it up, but I know these are statistics that aren't compiled very well across the board. I know when I started to pull over on the New Jersey Turnpike, sometimes when I'd be working late in New York, that's what I did. I did what my trucker buddies did. They say just pull over and sleep for a little bit, and then you're okay to go a couple more exits. And I only did it a few times, but I did it because I didn't want to risk anybody else's life. I certainly didn't want to risk my own, but I didn't want to risk killing anybody else on the road if I was too bloody tired. People just don't do that. They, you know, it's like that. It's like that code. It's almost like the man code, and I'm sure women do too. But I'm thinking men. I can do it. We can make this last leg, and we're gonna get there, and we're gonna make it in record time. Well, look at what happened to these people as a result of it. And it's lucky that some of them escaped with just minor injuries, and the driver himself had just minor injuries. But he picked up the 14 tourists. He went for this four-day tour. That's what they were doing. And it was partially the national parks in Utah, and then, of course, off to the great one, the Grand Canyon, the best ever to go see the Grand Canyon. But it didn't turn out to be the best trip for those people, sadly. And the reason is clear, is because, if nothing else, he certainly the lack of sleep contributed to what happened there. If you missed it on the day, the buzz, like I said, at the Capitol, some of it anyway, was the big egg boys talking about what went on in their farms, or should I say not talking about what went on in their farms, because the heads of two Iowa egg farms that were really linked to 1,600 salmonella illnesses gave the guys that were grilling them very few answers about the condition at their operation. One didn't even testify, kept invoking the fifth. And the other didn't answer very many of the questions either. And you know these farms because we've said them over and over again, Wright County Egg and Hill and Dale Farms. And there was an apology mixed into the middle of it. But how do you apologize to all those people who got sick and then those who don't even know they have it and they think it's something else? And then the half-billion egg recall in August after tests of the products turned up positive for salmonella and the strain that is responsible for the outbreak. There were a couple of people who testified what it was like, how sick they got, what happened to them, and it was sickening to think of just the arrogance of these two farm giants. They're making millions, so they sit there stone-faced in front of the House Energy and Commerce Oversight and Investigations, as a mouthful, subcommittee, and over again, they don't really come back with anything when they're slammed about what is going on in egg production in America. So partially because of that, and I was trying to find answers, I was invited to attend this modern egg farming conference in Tampa, Florida. So we're broadcasting live from Tampa, and I'm going to actually tour very early in the morning. I'm going to tour what takes place in a cage and cage-free house at a farming operation and watch how it's all put together. Talk to a scientist, talk to someone from the USDA, and find out more about what's going on with eggs and the safety of eggs in this country, because a lot of people took a deep breath when they saw what happened in Iowa. You just have to think about if you're an egg lover, and even if you're not, how many things you eat that have eggs in it. From just the obvious things like the slices of eggs and the hard-boiled, soft-boiled, scrambled, over-easy omelets, frittatas, all that, to what's being put in the food. I mean, think of, you know, when your various sauces are being made, what eggs are being used in that. Or, for example, when you do the veal parmesan thing, or you get chicken tenders, any of that. I mean, it's there. Eggs are huge. And that was disturbing stuff to read about the manure and the conditions at these farms and the fact that they did nothing. So they had the FDA deputy commissioner who said after the hearing that they had no records even of the inspection, because they're talking about the FDA saying they inspected the company's feed mill in May and didn't find any deficiencies. Well, wait a second. People got sick in August. You have to be kidding me. There's something awry here. What are they talking about? And the top, I'm going to call him the top cop at the FDA, is pushing for a food safety bill that would give them a little bit more power to recall some of the tainted products faster, and also more inspections of food processing facilities that require producers to follow, hello, if we're going to have government intervention here, stricter standards for keeping food safe. I mean, you know, we get jolted into reality about the food supply when something like this happens. And I don't know about you, I don't want to be doubled over with cramps, sick stomach, diarrhea, vomiting, and all the things that happen to those people in the ICU, having no clue what's wrong with you. Because then you start to think, well, food poisoning, what did I eat? And then you go through the whole list of what was it and what could this possibly be? And scary stuff. And certainly you can die from it. It's lucky that nobody did die from it. And even scarier is the fact that if 1,600 cases have been reported and diagnosed as that, how many are unreported? For every case reported, there might be 30 that aren't even known. Wow. That's a frightening statistic, isn't it? So that certainly was one of the big headlines on the day, too, and rightfully so. We're going to look into that tomorrow, as I said, on the road here in Tampa, Florida, and we'll see what we learn as to what's going on. And also, this was big. Tax spending cuts. That's what 6 weeks before the midterm elections, House Republicans are vowing. I mean, now saying this is what we're pledging to do. Let the Democrats do what they want to do, but this is what we're pledging to do. We're going to cut taxes, not freeze. We're going to cut taxes and federal spending, and we're going to repeal the health care law and ban federal funding of abortion as part of our campaign, what they're calling manifesto. They're calling it the Pledge to America, and it was circulated by a handful of lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, and it emphasizes, if you look at it, jobs and spending control and changing the way Congress does business, but nothing about, you know, Medicare or Social Security or any of that kind of stuff. Just some of the things that we've heard in the past, like border enforcement and medical liability reform, all that kind of stuff. And certainly there is a hint of anti-government in this. Where it goes round and round, and who knows. There were at least seven plus that jumped on board And the Republican leaders say they are set to go public with their plan Thursday at a hardware store in Virginia. We Can Count, coming up next.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Things, but a couple of those popping up here on America Tonight. And one of them is the fact that, don't forget, we have Nail the Score. I keep getting a lot of emails about it, but I know because it's early in the season. But we have Nail the Score coming up on our next show in the third hour. It's like picking lottery numbers, because, you know, it's so random. And you would think it'd be easy. Okay, so you look at the games, and the computer randomly picks one of the games. And you just decide who you think is going to win, and you tell us what you think the score is going to be. 27-21, 17-14, 14-7, 35-27. I don't know. I'm just throwing numbers out. But that's the idea. you're just throwing numbers out, and who knows what numbers actually hit. But if they do hit, you have serious bragging rights here on America Tonight. Plus, you clean out the prize closet. We've got some great prizes. I think I said this in a previous hour in ATN. You really will eat like a king, and you can take your queen with you. So you got to love that, or vice versa. And the bragging rights, to me, would be the big thing, because nobody's been able to do it except for someone from the technical staff who, by the way, was not a giant sports fan at all. Wasn't really a sports fan. Just threw out a guess and actually nailed the score last season. So it means it is possible. And he wasn't eligible for any of the prizes. So you, my friends, still have access to the prizes and the bragging rights. How about that? Whew. You can't shake a stick at that, man. That is good stuff, no question about it. All right, without further ado, the guru of all things collectible is with us. That would be Harry Rinker. Harry, how are you?
I'm awake.
I love that, I'm awake.
I'm in good shape here. I'm doing okay. I'm a little sad this week. We've had a bit of a blow in the antiques and collectibles game. Collector Books down at Paducah, Kentucky, one of the three major publishers of antiques and collectibles books, has announced it's ceasing business as of December, the end of the year. It claims that thanks because of the internet and so much free information, the age of the printed price guide is coming to an end.
You know, that is depressing. I hate to say it, but I like the price guide in my hand. Are you like that?
Well, considering I wrote Warman's Antiques and Their Prices for 15 years, Warman's Americana Collectibles, and so forth, I feel pretty strongly about that. But the simple truth of the matter is that today the collecting categories have expanded so much that even a general price guide can only include such a limited amount of stuff that's out there that people just simply would rather type in the information and go to the internet. And I, you know, I'm the guy to talk, because I've got, you know, look behind my desk, and I must have, you know, here a couple hundred books, and in Pennsylvania, my library there, 5,000 plus books. So it seems like I shouldn't say, no, I'm sorry, but, you know, I always want the book in my hand. But the simple truth of the matter is that today when I need to know something, I'm up on the net.
Yeah, so it's like the death of publishing that we're kind of seeing, you know, across the board. It's like with the Nook and all that.
Well, look what's happening. Well, it's not death of publishing, because in a way, books, you know, with the e-book, which is selling like mad, you know, the Kindles and that type of thing.
Sure.
The electronic books are rapidly replacing, and you know, coming up the percentage of buyers per title on those things is growing up against the print copy. Do I like the print copy? I always love to have a copy in my hand. And as a teacher, let me tell you, with textbooks, I'm not sure where we're going to get those replaced electronically, although when you look at the price of some of that stuff, you wish they were anyway.
Yeah, it's funny we're talking about this. I got an email from Robin Lynn, who's been listening to you and I converse for a long time, and she wrote me a nice note and said to ask about your schoolhouse, because now we've talked about that. It's interesting how the listeners have really gotten attached to you and your things, and they want to know what's going on. Are you selling them? What's happening?
Well, the thing about it is that the school, and for those listeners that may be unfamiliar with it, years ago in 1991, I bought it. Old former elementary school, 14,000 square feet, six classrooms, an auditorium with a stage. And around 2000, I converted it, put an apartment in there, and I lived in there. And then we moved up here to Connecticut. And I put it in the market a couple months ago now. And I've had, you know, all the trials and tribulations that anybody has trying to sell something. I've had four buyers that have failed to close on the thing, and it's still up for sale, and I'm still hoping to sell it. I'd like to sell it before the heating season again, because I'm not sure I want to pay to heat it again. But meanwhile, I'm struggling to keep it open. And, you know, in today's age when credit is so important, I don't want to stop paying the mortgage and so forth, and then the banks will threaten to foreclose and all the rest of this type of stuff. So you want to try to do the honorable thing But we're struggling. Now, the bigger issue is, you know, if I do sell it, what's going to happen to all that stuff? And this is really something I have to confess I haven't faced yet. It's all packed up in boxes right now.
I love it.
And I don't want to store it, but I'm going to have to do something. And,
all right.
And, you know, I wrote this book called Sell, Keep, or Toss, How to Downsize a Home, Settle, Estate, and Appraise Personal Property. Truth of the matter is I'm going to have to practice what I preach in about another month or two, I hope.
Hey, we want to throw this out quickly. We don't have a lot of time, but it's still worth it. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, if anyone has a quick question for Harry about their stuff. Somebody also wanted to have me ask you about collectibles. Like, I guess there's these champagne flutes that were produced by Lennox. I mean, that's so random to me.
This is one of the interesting things. There were a couple of names in glass. Waterford, you know, you've heard of Waterford crystal.
Sure.
And Lennox was the crystal that the Americans had. It was produced out in western Pennsylvania for years and years and years. Now it's made overseas, and that's the kind of thing. But the problem with Lennox brand names, now Lennox also made wonderful ceramics too, but we're talking about Lennox crystal here. The thing about it is that all this stuff would have value if somebody used it. Nobody collects it. Not that way. They'll buy Lennox stemware to use, or to fill in a pattern that already exists. But the truth of the matter is it's worth what it brings on eBay. And eBay is there. By the way, Kate, you know, eBay just celebrated its 50th anniversary.
I know, crazy. So fast.
Well, the thing is, not only is it so fast, but I got a wonderful email just today from a friend of mine who is a fellow collector, and he's writing me, telling me what's going on in his world and so forth. He says, you know, I don't buy as much on eBay as I once did, and that's true for me, too. I used to buy something almost every day on eBay. And I think the thing that's shocked all of us is how fast eBay is not come and gone, because eBay is never going to go away, and eBay is a player.
Sure.
But the thing about it is that it's nowhere near the dominant player it was in the antiques and collectibles field 5 years ago. People simply are going back to other ways of finding things. Auctions, the Internet, but through Internet websites, storefront sites like RubyLane.com and others. Through separate Internet shops. A lot of people now have their own separate Internet shops. So things are changing out there in my business. And as I said, with the demise of collector books, and we're looking at this a lot, electronic stuff again, we're going to get a lot of electronic publishers. And you know the old phrase, publish to the web. That's the phrase we use in my classrooms right now. In fact, in my teaching, I've got several of my classes now creating stuff up on the web, and we're, you know, homework is going back and forth through cyberspace.
That's great. I love that you're doing that with any of the kids in the class, because it gives them the leg up for sure. Harry, time is fleeting. I can't believe it. I'm glad that we rousted you, and we'll do this in another 2 weeks.
Oh, we will indeed. Thank you. Thank you so much. By the way, I also wanted to mention the mailbag, harrylrinker.com, if they want to send me a question.
Excellent. That's what you need to do. Send them to Harry, because he'll really look at your stuff. All right. Thanks, Harry. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Hang with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.